Blog Talk Radio.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
So amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley,
for every valley
you used to trade
to me,
and me, I don't deserve your.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley you used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy.
stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for another day, amen, another opportunity to praise God, to worship him, to do God's will in this life. Welcome, everyone, to Wednesday night Bible study. I pray all is well with you and your home and all that's in your home. In the name of Jesus, let us pray as we enter in our Bible study lesson as we're continuing in our lesson of study of praying the promises of God, amen. Praying the promises of God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we come with a heart of thanksgiving on tonight. We thank you for all the good things in our life, Lord God, for you are the creator of all things good. Father, we thank you for your presence, for in your presence is the fullness of our joy. In your presence, we are complete and whole. And in your presence, we have purpose. Because of your presence, Heavenly Father, we are glad to be here. We thank you for your plan that we might have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father, we thank you for your provisions, oh God. We thank you that all our needs are met and according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your protection. Amen. That your perfect love casts out all fear, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our lives. Father, we thank you for our life and your presence in it. Amen. And Lord, we just can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, we give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all names. We ask in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, that you will have your way right now in this Bible study, that you'll move in us and on us right now. We receive your leading and direction and guidance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty on tonight. Oh, Lord, remembering your promises, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that it is yes and amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit on the line on tonight, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of unbelief, every fighting spirit right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never to enter us again. We come against, we command the spirit of jealousy, amen, competitiveness, amen, fear, pride, oppression, depression, the spirit of destruction, the spirit of death, the spirit of sickness, pain, ache, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, self-righteousness. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and never to enter into us again. And we thank you for, Lord, we thank you for this deliverance on tonight that we can enter in with all faith, oh God. And we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you increase our faith right now, Lord God, that we can receive all that you have for us in this life. And we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, I thank everyone for being on tonight. Those of you that are here on tonight, online, with me on tonight, God bless you in your home. And I pray that everyone have an itch to hear on tonight and a heart to receive what the Word of God is saying as we're praying the promises of God as we continue in this study on tonight. Amen. And we know that God is not like man, that he shall not lie. Amen. So God keeps his promises. Amen. He swears by his own name. Hallelujah. So we just thank God on tonight for another opportunity to enter in with all faith, trusting God for a mighty move in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Judges 6:12 that the Lord is with you. Amen. That's in the NIV version. The Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And understanding where we are here in our lesson. And as we talk about unshakable faith, meaning praying the promises of God, the unshakable hope. God uses common people for uncommon works. Gideon, for example, was a simple sod buster. He displayed no political ambitions, demonstrated no military interest, and yet God turned into a leader and used him to protect Israel. So with only 300 men, Gideon defeated the mighty Midianites, you all, army. When we look in the book of Judges, chapter 7, 1 to 25, we see this. In this victory, Gideon learned what God wants us to learn. All we need is the presence of God. He is enough. We don't need a large army. We don't need abundant resources. His presence tilts the scales in our favor. Amen. The same God who was with Gideon is right beside you. He's right beside us. Amen. So as David said, where can I go from your spirit? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. We see this in the book of Psalm 139:7-10. So the $2 theological term for this omnipresence, omni is the Latin prefix for all. So God's presence is all-encompassing. Don't apply earthly physics, you are, to him. He does not have size or a spatial limitation. He is present in every point of space with his whole being, which means he is with you as you face your armies, with you as you wheel into surgery, with you as you enter the cemetery, with you always. Let this promise find a permanent place in your heart. God is with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 23, 1 and 4, says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The Bible says in Jeremiah 23:23-24, and we're talking about the promises from God. I am a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off. Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not feel heaven and earth, says the Lord, my Lord, my God. Matthew 28, verse 19 through 20 says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. The Bible says in John 14, 18 through 20, that I will not leave you all alone. I will come back to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. You will live because I live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and that you are in me, and that I am in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're standing on the promises of God, and we're praying those promises, amen, in our lesson of study. Let us pray this prayer together on tonight. God, you are Emmanuel, God with us. You do not leave your creation to fend for itself. You have been near to us and present with us all along. Through your Son, you have saved us, and with your Spirit, you have guided us. When I'm fearful and anxious, I can forget you are here. Give me a sense of your presence. Amen. May I feel you in the quiet moments and know that you are near. When a worry arises, remind me of your presence so that I will turn to you and not fear. Help me to know that it is going to be okay and that you are on my side fighting for me. Thank you for always being near. How grateful I am to serve a God whose tender presence I can always trust. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Repeat after me. I will lay claim to the nearness of God. When the devil tries to tell me I'm alone, I will remember God's promise to be with me. My Father's presence guides me wherever I go. I will believe that he fights for me. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 34 and 22, But the Lord will redeem those who serve him. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Jesus is our Redeemer. Jesus is your Redeemer. Amen. Jesus is your Redeemer. He's our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Normally at this time, I ask if anyone has any questions, but there's no one that has called in, but anyone that's online and you're listening and you have any questions or comments regarding what's being, what we're going over right now in our lesson, please press 1. Call in 845-277-9213 and press 1. Amen. Hallelujah. So in the meantime, we'll continue here on. Amen. Have an unshakable hope in the Lord our God. See, in Kingsman Redeemer is a phrase that takes center stage in one of the Bible's great stories of romance and redemption, the Book of Ruth. A famine had driven Naomi's family from Bethlehem to Moab, where her husband and two sons died a few years later, leaving her a widow in a foreign land. She had no means to earn money, so she resolved to return to her hometown in Bethlehem. Her daughter-in-law, Ruth, went with her. Boaz was everything the women were not. So Boaz was everything the women were not. He was a man of means. They were women in need. He owned property. They owned nothing. When Boaz saw Ruth gleaning grain in his field, he asked about her, spoke to her with kindness, instructed her, and protected her, and eventually he married her, saving Ruth and Naomi from ruin. He was their kinsman redeemer. Boaz saw Ruth, and Christ sees you. Boaz was affluent. Jesus owns every square inch of the universe. Boaz spoke kindly. Jesus is tender with you. Boaz told men to leave Ruth alone. Jesus commands Satan to leave you alone. Boaz gave Ruth water and bread. Jesus loads your life with blessings. Boaz represented the women with the city leaders, and Jesus represents you in heaven. Amen. Ask your kinsman, your redeemer, to take you into his care. Ask him to protect you. He has promised to do so. Redeemers offer more than one-time assistance. They rescue, yes, but they provide a home, a name, security, and a future. Your Redeemer is doing this for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says in Ruth 4, 14 through 15, that the women said to Naomi, "Praise to be the Lord who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons has given him birth." The Bible says in Psalm 78:35, they remembered that God was their rock and that God Most High was their redeemer. When we look in the book of Luke 1:68-70, the Bible says, "Praise to be the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets long ago." We're talking about the promises from God. Amen. The Bible says in chapter 4, verse 4 through 5 in NIV that, "But when the set time has fully come, God sent his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship." These are the promises of God to us that believe and have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We'll pray this prayer on tonight as we are praying the promises of God. Gracious Heavenly Father, nobody is beyond your redemption. Because of your love and mercy, you provide a redeemer for us in Christ, who graciously stopped us while we were on the path of sin, gave us refuge, and pointed us towards the road of redemption. Amen. Sometimes we don't see a way out of our circumstances. We may feel stuck and bitter and doubt with your provisions, oh God. And we do not always understand why we are on this path or how we will provide for our needs or how you will provide for our needs. Help us to believe, oh God. Help our us to believe in the promises of Christ, our Redeemer. Help us to see that no matter what our circumstances may be, our redemption is secure because of Jesus. Amen. Even if our situation never changes, we will still serve you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And God, thank you for sending us, amen, a kinsman redeemer. You sent Christ to die for us, the ultimate act of provision. We will trust you to provide for us still in you, and we have a home, a name, security, and a future. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you repeat after me, I will, Christ, my kinsman redeemer, I will depend on the promise that I have been redeemed and provided for. I will depend on Christ for every need, for he is the ultimate provider. I need nothing else but him alone, amen. No matter what my circumstances might be, I will trust that my salvation is secure. Amen. If you believe that, if you believe that with all faith, let that be unto you and all that's in your home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to wrap up here. Go over a little bit more here in our lesson as we get ready to wrap up. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 through 47, David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's." Amen. Giants will fall in your life. Whatever that giant is, if it's sickness, if it's depression, if it's anger, whatever it is, if it's your employer, whatever it is that you're dealing with, amen, that giant will fall. It will fall. You put everything in God's hand, you know, give it all over to God and let God lead and guide and instruct you and prepare you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, the behemoth Goliath grunted one final boast as scrawny David loaded a single stone. Hallelujah. And Goliath raised his sword. The shepherd swung his sling. The battle was over before it began. Goliath went down, and when he did, the Philistine army ran. The Israelites, suddenly infused with courage, overtook their enemies, and a new day began for Israel. All because David knew this, the battle was the Lord's. David went on to fight many battles in his life. In many battles, he remembered God. In many, he forgot him. He remembered God when he saw Goliath. He forgot God when he saw Bathsheba. He remembered God and didn't kill Saul in the cave. He couldn't have been thinking about God 8 wives. Maybe this is why we love David's story. His stained glass is cracked just like ours. David's bad days warn us to be careful, and his triumph days remind us to be mindful. But all of them remind us to be confident because God is fighting for us. Who is your Goliath? What giant seeks to liposuction the life out of your life? Does he come in the form of a disease? Is he wearing the garb of death or defeat, one put down after another? Or our God, according to the book of Nehemiah 4:20, our God will fight for us. Lay claim to this great and powerful promise. It's not just you and Goliath. You aren't alone in your struggles. The next time you hear the bully of the valley snort and strut, you remind yourself in him, this battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. This battle belongs to the Lord. I'm going to give you our scriptures of promises from God. In the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 14, the Bible said the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Amen. This is a promise of God. All you have to be still. God said, I'll fight for you. In Deuteronomy 1:30, the Lord your God who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. In Psalm 20, verse 7 through 8, says, some trust in chariots, others in horses, but we trust the Lord our God. They are overwhelmed and defeated, but we march forward and win. Hallelujah. It is God that fights for us, church. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 8:37, verse 39, Romans 8:37 and 39 in the ESV Bible, it says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray. Hallelujah. As we wrap up here in our Bible study on tonight, those who have heard it the first time around on tonight, or those who have come to this line, to this feed or this archive Bible study that you will be able to receive in the name of Jesus. Let us pray, Lord God, you are the God of armies, the defender of the weak. The battle truly belongs to you. You have defeated the evil one. No one can stand against you and your power and authority. You are fighting for us. Forgive us, oh God, when we try to fight our own battles, when we fear the loss of control, or when we fear for our reputation. Sometimes we try to take things into our own hands. If we try to fight for ourselves, we end up feeling exhausted and defeated by our own efforts. You have said you are fighting for us, and we thank you. Help us to believe that truth, even when we are so tempted to fight for ourselves. Go before us this week, oh God. Amen. As we face temptation, go before us as we face anxiety, fear, and uncertainty. Protect us in every spiritual battle. Fight for us and help us surrender each battle to you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. God, we thank you. And we're so grateful that you are our protector. Because of you, we do not have to fear the giants in our lives. We know they will all fall at your feet, for you are the God of armies. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, O Lord, as we leave this line, but never your presence. I pray that you go with all of us, O God, protecting us and cap your warning angels around us to protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. And we thank you for, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. God keep you. And we just thank God again for this opportunity to be here on today. Before we leave out, I want us to repeat after me. I will battle in the name of the Lord Almighty. I will not try to fight on my own. I will not fear my enemies. I will trust in the promises that all giants fall by the power of God. My Heavenly Father, the battle is his, and he has already won. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you all on tonight. I pray again all is well with you and those in your home, and I look forward to seeing more of you all in Bible study next Wednesday, trusting God for a mighty move, trusting God for a great change in our lives, that God will do a quick work in us, do a mighty work in us. Or we all need change, Father God, and we just give it all over to you. If you have not given it all over to God, make this be the day while you still have time to give it all over to God. Surrender your whole life over to God and ask our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name, what is it that you have for me to do, Father God? And then ask God to help you to be able to fulfill every assignment that God has for your life, every plan, every purpose, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. God bless you all. You have a beautiful night in the Lord. We'll be back here next Wednesday, God willing. In the meantime, take great care. God bless you. God keep you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get there.